Hello, my name is Paul Boag, and you're listening to Digital Insights, which features topics from the boagworld.com blog. On this podcast, I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. And today I want to talk to you about how you go about measuring the usability of your website. Because measuring usability is often overlooked in favor of a focus on conversion. However, ignoring usability as a metric can have significant impacts on the long-term health of your business and ultimately will undermine your users taking action on your website. You see, usability underpins everything on your website. A website can be unattractive, it can be unengaging and even poorly written, and it may still convert. However, if people cannot use your site, then taking action becomes impossible. Worse still, users have a really low frustration threshold when it comes to using a website. With so many competitors out there, why would a user struggle with a problematic website? But good usability can provide distinct business advantages too. There's a reason why every Christmas I say to friends and family that they can have whatever gift that they want as long as I can order it from Amazon. I know Amazon, and so for me, it's easy to use. My familiarity with Amazon makes me loyal to the site, and I'm not alone in that. Users tend to be loyal to sites they find easy to use. That increases the customer's lifetime value, allows companies to pay more for their customer acquisition, so outperforming their competitors in pay-per-click listings. Customers will even pay a premium for a simple experience. That means if your website is easy to use, you can potentially charge more. How then do we know if our website is easy to use? How do we measure its usability? Now, there are many different ways of measuring a site's usability. However, most of the options are, to be honest, fairly time-consuming to implement, and that means that they don't tend to happen very regularly. And that makes it hard to track the effectiveness of your site's improvements over time. If we're being pragmatic, most organizations need a cheap, quick method of measuring usability, and that is where the system usability scale comes in. The system usability scale is a simple survey that asks users to express their agreement with a series of statements. Participants rank each statement from 1 to 5 based on how much they agree or disagree with it. 5 means they completely agree, while 1 means they strongly disagree. What statements you use is, of course, entirely up to you, but ideally you should have 10. And a typical sample list of statements for a website might include, I think that I would like to use this website frequently. I found the website unnecessarily complex. I thought the website was easy to use. I think that I would need the support of a technical person to be able to use this site. I found the various functions of this website were well integrated. I thought that there was too much inconsistency in this website. I would imagine that most people would learn to use this website very quickly. I found the website cumbersome to use. I felt very confident using the website. I needed to learn a lot of things before I could go on to use this website. Now, notice how the questions that I had there alternated between positive and negative statements, right? For example, the first question or statement was positive. I think I would like to use this website frequently, while the second is negative. I found this website unnecessarily complicated. For each positive statement, take the user's score and subtract 1 from it. So a score of 4 would become a 3. For each negative statement, subtract the user's score from 5. So if a user scored a question as 5, then the final score would be 0. Once you have a number for each statement, you can add all of these together and times the total by 2.5. And that will give you a score out of 100. Admittedly, all of that mathematical gymnastics is a bit fiddly, but it does give you an easy rating out of 100 for measuring your usability, a metric that allows you to track improvements over time. Once you've got the hang of it, the system usability score opens up a world of possibilities. For a start, if you use the standard questions, as I've just outlined, you can get a reasonable idea of how your site compares with other systems in general. The average system usability score is 68, and anything above 80 means you're in a very good place. However, anything under approximately 50 and you need to prioritize usability fixes. But you can also use the system usability score to compare your site to the competition by asking users to rank multiple sites. Finally, you can also use the system usability score to rate a prototype against an existing site or to compare multiple design approaches. Although the system usability score is an excellent way of measuring a site's usability and by extension the impact of usability on conversion, it's not perfect. The system usability score does suffer from two flaws. First, you can only identify how good or bad the usability of a website is. It can't diagnose why it is succeeding or failing. Second, there is often a discrepancy between what users say and the reality. For example, somebody might describe a website as easy to use because they're familiar with it. Equally, they might say that they would recommend the site to others in the moment of completing a survey, but they might not do that in reality. These facts mean that we can't simply rely on a system usability score by itself. We also need to measure how the users perform when completing critical tasks on a website. If you want users to complete a call to action on your website, then taking that action has to be easy. How do you know if signing up for your newsletter, buying a product, or completing your Contact Us form is, in fact, easy? For that kind of specific action, the system usability scale will not help. We need a different type of usability metric, one that's tied to our specific calls to action. We will want to measure a series of different factors, factors such as the time it took a user to complete your call to action, the number of users who failed to complete the task, whether the user was able to complete the call to action using the most direct route, and the average number of mistakes a user made when trying to complete the task. Fortunately, these various metrics don't all have to be measured separately. We can ascertain all those metrics by watching real users complete tasks. You can track task metrics when running any facilitated usability test session, as long as the users are able to being asked to complete the appropriate task. However, because we are looking to gather quantitative data, testing with a large number of users is preferable, as this reduces any one user skewing the metric with some abnormal behavior. Because facilitated usability testing can be time-consuming, it may be preferable to carry out unfacilitated testing when seeking to establish metrics around critical tasks such as your calls to action. In unfacilitated testing, the user is set a task to complete and they then complete it without being directly observed or interacted with by a facilitator. Fortunately, there are a number of tools that can help with unfacilitated testing of this nature. One option would be to use an application such as Lookback. Lookback allows you to carry out both facilitated and unfacilitated testing, both in person and remotely. Lookback will allow you to send a link to a user, which when clicked will take that user to a task and ask them to complete the task while being recorded. Now, the advantage of this approach is that you get to see the user completing the task in video format, along with a commentary of them explaining what they're doing and what they're thinking. The drawback, however, is that you're left to calculate the metrics by watching each session and recording the number of misclicks or whatever other metric you're interested in. One solution to that problem is to use a tool like Maze. Maze doesn't record videos of user sessions or allow you to see the user completing the task. However, it does provide detailed analytics in regards to what the user actually did. And that makes it ideal for task metrics, while Lookback maybe is better suited to qualitative testing. Using the right tool for the job is crucially important if you're going to integrate tracking usability metrics into your workflow. If gathering those metrics isn't easy, then you'll stop doing it, and that's a dangerous road. Our natural tendency is to focus on things we see. If all we see are conversion levels, then that's going to be the focus of our organization. The result will be the adoption of short-term techniques to improve conversion, things like dark patterns, at the cost of long-term success. If we start tracking usability, we not only ensure it gets the attention it deserves, over time we will also be able to demonstrate its value. We'll be able to show that if we reduce, say, the time it takes to complete a task, then that has a direct correlation with improvements in conversion. A contact form is in fact easy.